Do vestigial organs have a function? Welcome to Creation Basics, where our goal is to make God's creation part of your everyday conversation. And in today's episode, we're going to continue a series featuring number 7 of 10 different instances where evolutionists have changed position on a major concept that's part of the creation-evolution controversy towards more of a creationist viewpoint. Now, as I've been saying, please understand, I'm not saying that they've switched to believe in creation or intelligent design over an evolutionary story. I'm just highlighting this to show you that what science is revealing is that creationist interpretations of facts that we see in God's world are better understood according to God's word than an evolutionary explanation. So today's example is vestigial organs. And our question is, are there really useless non-functional organs that are left over in our bodies from our evolutionary past? I mean, from your school textbooks, you've probably heard about vestigial organs. And according to the story of evolution, there should be, you know, leftover organs kicking around from before we became human. And these leftovers, called vestigial organs, are either useless or they don't work well. The Bible, of course, teaches us that, you know, when God created us in His own image, each part of our body was made for a purpose. And, you know, even if we aren't sure what that purpose is yet. Now, in a biblical worldview, there's no such thing as a vestigial organ, but of course, evolutionists disagree. So let's go through a few examples, and then we'll ask whether this is a good argument overall for evolution anyway. And of course, just a hint, it isn't. But anyway, one example of a body part that's often referred to as vestigial is the coccyx, what is commonly called the tailbone. I remember an evolutionist asked me why we had a tailbone if evolution wasn't true. And I said, well, because your spine has to stop somewhere. But you see, what we're often told is that the coccyx is an evolutionary leftover from days when people had tails. Now, the Bible teaches us that people were created especially in God's image, not evolved animals. So we know that people never had tails. And actually, the coccyx has a very important function. Your pelvic muscles attach to the coccyx. These muscles form slings that keep all of your pelvic organs in their proper place. So the coccyx is very important because it gives a place for these muscles to attach to so that everything can work properly. So, you know, you should thank the Lord for creating it. And if you don't think your coccyx has a function, you should, you know, maybe ask your doctor to remove it, and you quickly find that it does have many uses. Now, tongue in cheek. Now, another organ commonly thought of as vestigial is your appendix. And for a long time, people thought that the appendix didn't do anything. It was just a useless old leftover, and you could just cut it out, and it was no big deal. Now, most scientists and doctors understand that the appendix today, it's very complex and it's very important. This small organ helps keep us healthy. For example, sometimes diseases cause our bodies to lose some important bacteria that live in our intestines. And when this happens, the appendix supplies new bacteria to your intestine. And it's also very important during your development in the womb. So the appendix is not some evolutionary leftover. It's an organ that was specially designed by God to help us fight disease in a fallen world. Now, of course, we don't have time here to go over every single example that evolutionists would use as vestigial organs, but there's lots of articles on the Answers in Genesis website that you can look up if you want to. As a matter of fact, did you know that at one time, evolutionists proposed the idea that the human body contained over 100 vestigial organs? I mean, they're down to about a handful now that are highly contested even in the evolutionary community. But, you know, think of the big picture of history anyway. Does the idea of a degenerate organ really support the story of evolution anyway? No. Biblical creationists, of course, believe that when we were created perfectly, but then the fall occurred. We started off perfectly and we've fallen and degenerated over time. Even if evolutionists could point to some degenerate organs or DNA in humans, well, that's what would be expected in a sin-cursed world. What evolutionists should be able to show is brand new genetic information for forms, functions, and features that never existed before coming into being to support their story. Not the corruption of good genetic information. That supports the biblical narrative. So, the question, are there useless leftover vestigial organs in humans? Nope. Although some evolutionists still try and cling to this, you know, handful of bad examples, the creationist explanation of organs being useful and functional is better supported by science.